Zechadishmas Avimori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Zechadishmas Daniel Shane of Asa Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabose, good morning. Today we're going to the next packet, packet Vav, Pikuach Nefesh, and we're going to go back to a topic that we discussed a little bit with some new perspective to a topic that we discussed a little in the past. And that is the question of using a goy for the pikuach nefesh. We saw the machlokas mechaber ramah. The Gemara says, ein osim dvarm elu lo yidei goyim, lo yidei noshim, lo yidei ktanim, lo yidei gedol Yisrael v'chachmeim. And we saw the mechaber says you shouldn't use a goy, and the ramah says, if you want, if the goy is right there, you could use the guy if there's no procrastination of time. So there is a sefer on page 6 called Divrei Chaim, and thanks to Rav Avram Levin, we found this is not the Divrei Chaim that we are familiar with, the Divrei Chaim of Rav Chaim Sanzer. This is a different Divrei Chaim, and it took us, Avram Levitt, it took us a long time to track down the sefer. Finally, it was found, and this sefer Divrei Chaim is not Rav Chaim Sanzer. It's Rav Chaim Tuvia Malinik. And Rav Harfenis had the sefer, and and he's from Waldshain. So it's a different Divrei Chaim, and my was found. I think Rav Avram Levitt found it, and it's a fascinating sefer. And just to take a look. On page 7, I specifically wanted page 7 to be Xerox, so you'll get an appreciation of who he was. This Divrei Chaim, Rav Chaim Malinik. It's not, if you ask a regular big Talmud Chacham, unless, a person is real bucky in the Achronim, like Rav Harfenis, wouldn't necessarily have heard of the Sefer. Everyone heard of the Divrei Chaim, that's Rav Chaim Sanzer. But Rav Chaim Tuvia Malinik is not the sefer that you all would have heard of. So I just want to, look at the Haskamas, the three Haskamas. Who are the three Haskamas? Rav Rafael Shapiro, Rav Chaim Halevi Soloveitchik, and Rav Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Ta'omim. So Rav Rafael Shapiro is the father-in-law of Rav Chaim Brisker, the son-in-law of the Netziv. He wrote the Sefer Torah Rafael. Rav Chaim Brisker, you all know who that is, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And it's always interesting to see how the real spelling of Soloveitchik from the old, not the more modernized spelling, but the old spelling of Soloveitchik with the two olives, and that's the old spelling of, one year I should give shiurim on spelling and shemos. That's a whole interesting topic of how names are supposed to be spelled, because people have no clue how to spell, the standardized spelling of names. And then the next is the Aderis. Who's the Aderis? What?
The father of Rav Cook.
The father of Rav Cook. Yeah. So that's the Aderis. And so these three people were the ones who gave the Haskama to this Sefer Rav Chaim Tuvia Waldshain, Rav Chaim Tuvia Malinik. And Rav Harfenis quotes it, and we spent a long time tracking it down. It wasn't easy to to get this the sefer, but I think I think Rav Avram Levitz finally found it in Hebrew books.
Who is Rav Harfenis? I'm sorry.
Rav Harfenis lives in Williamsburg. He's a Talmud Chacham in Williamsburg. And he wrote a lot of Sfarim in Halacha. He's a big posek there. He wrote Nishma Shabbos. And his name is Rav Yisrael David Harfenis. So I called him up. He says he owns a copy of the sefer, and it was hard to find. Okay, so I want to show you this tshuva from Reb Chaim Malinik, who is known as Reb Chaim Waldschein, etc.
Hello.
So let's take a look on page 8. It says, Mashin is topic b'chol sheyesh bo sakana. You have a chol sheyesh bo sakana. V'yesh akum she nuchol v'sochro. In other words, and you have an ability to hire a guy. Imutu l'chal alav Shabbos ba'atzmo. Right? In other words, you have an opportunity. You could hire a guy to do whatever you need to be done, or you could do it yourself.
Call from Rosenblum David. Call from Rosenblum David.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
So, are you mechuyev to do so? So, well, what would you think? I mean, we discussed the idea of, according to the Mechaber, the Jew should do it. And according to the Ramah, you can get a goy to do it, if there won't be any, procrastination. But what if you would have to pay the guy? If you do it yourself, it's for free. If you have a guy do it, you have to pay. So what would be... So this mistam is within the sheet of the Ramah, that if there's a guy available, then you could do it with a guy. So the question is, but what if he's available? No, everyone's available if you pay them, All of a sudden, people become available, So is that considered like the case of the Ramah or not? So let's take a look. He says that someone to compare it to a din in Yoredeya in Shin Ayin Dalet. So let's look in Yoredeya in Shin Ayin Dalet to see what the case is. On page 2 in the packet, Shin Ayin Dalet Siv Gimel. It's talking about Mace Mitzvah. It's ironic because Rav just called me right before Shir that he's going to do a Leviah today of a Mace Mitzvah. So just like a couple of minutes ago. And he was discussing the different things and different Menhagim, etc. So we have here. So normally we know a Mace Mitzvah is somebody who doesn't have anybody to bury him or her. So... He found a dead body on the way or in the city of Ir Shal Goyim, Ve'ein lo kovrim, and he has no one to bury him. And from where the person he found him now, where he found him, Eino Yochel Likros Yisrael Shianeu. He has no access. It's not like today you pick up a cell phone, you text, you email. He had no way of contacting another Jew. So here's this body. Seems to be a Jewish body. He comes, he finds him. on the way. So what does he do? Also lo lozuz misham ulaniach es hameis. So he can't leave the mace alone. Right? He can't leave the mace alone. He has to take care of it. Tafilu leilech, it's a chaf there. Tafilu leilech leir lahavi kovrim, even to go to the nearest city to bring people, he can't do that. El yitma atzmo. So even though he is a kohen, right? Even if he's a kohen, so he has to metabit to the meis mitzvah and bury him. Vafilu no Yisrael krovim l'mokam hameis shamotzi es hameis kore osam v'heim onim lo. Even if there are no other Jews that are not too far away, and they'll come and listen. Uvoyim l'kavro ein zem meitz mitzvah sheyit ma'alav ha-kohen. El-kore, but he says, avim ho-yu Yisrael, I'm sorry, but if there would be Jews that are close by, that he could very easily call them, you know, they're right there, so then that's not a meitz mitzvah anymore. So he has to call them, and they'll bury him. Okay. But then the Rama says, Yesh omrim, im einu motzei sheyikberu rak beschar, but say he could find other people that could help out, but they'll only help out if they get paid. So then is that called the meis mitzvah? Or is this meis mitzvah that there's no one else there, so you're the kohen, and you found the dead body, and there's no one else. But what if there's someone else, but you have to pay him? Is that called like there's no one else? Or if so, you'll pay him. So yesh omrim im einu motzei sheikibru rak beschar, einu chayiv liskor mishalo ela matame im yirtze. So he says that you're not mechuyev, you know, to pay from your own pocket. You're not mechuyev, and therefore that's called a meis mitzvah. Because it's not a meis mitzvah if other people will come and not charge you. Right. So the question is, could we compare this case? Now, the case of the meis mitzvah obviously is not a shayla pikuach nefesh. He's dead already. So it's not a pikuach nefesh case. It's a case. But the question is, could we medama milsa la milsa? Could we say like this, that just like by meis mitzvah, if you have to pay, then that's not called that he's here. Because you're not mechuyev to pay. So that's not called he's here. So then he's a meis mitzvah. You could do it, even though you're a kohen. You have the reshus to be metame. You have reshus to be metame. So maybe you could say the same thing. If you're here, and there's a shaila pikuach nefesh, and there's a goy in the room, but the guy will do it, but if you pay him. So maybe we can compare to this case that that maybe if you have to pay, that you're not mechuyev, and therefore maybe since pikuach nefesh is hutra, maybe you're not mechuyev even to get a guy, even though the guy's right here, he'll do it right away if you pay him. But in Gabi Meis Mitzvah, we say if you have to pay him, that's called that he's not here. So maybe over here that's the question. So now let's go back to the Rav Chaim Tuvia Melinik's tshuva. He says back on page 8. Bashan istrape bechol sheish bo sakana v'yesh akum shenuchol l'sochro. And there is a guy that you could hire him. The Ratza Lidmos, in other words, the Shoyel in this tshuva, wanted to compare this to this halach of Meis Mitzvah. Ladi Yardeya Sim Rayin Dalet. He says, Hine, mituma ein rai, the mikol mokum lohavi begedu duchuya rakutra, u pikuach nefesh avi duchuya. So he wants to say that when it comes to the kohen being metame for a meis mitzvah, it's hutra. So therefore, it's hutra. So therefore, you're not mechuyev to look for ways out. Meaning, if you have Jews there, then he's not a meis mitzvah. But if no one's there, or is there somebody there who wants money, so that's called hutra. And therefore, you're not mechuyev. But maybe pikuach nefesh is the chuyah. And if pikuach nefesh...
Rogan Blood, David. Call from Rogan Blood, David.
Pikuach nefesh is the chuyah. So maybe,
hello,
therefore, if he wants the money, then you should give him the money. And not be mechal Shabbos yourself. So he says, he says he doesn't think that you have to go all the way to Hilchus Meis Mitzvah to give us clarity on the Shaila we have over here. Because it's Gemara Mefarash, see Biyuma. Ain Omim Yasu Hadvar Malalu, Lo De Akum, El Al De Gedol Yisrael, Chayim Pasach Rambam. Shulchan Aruch. He says, "V'av haramah the cost of shamdim efshal lasos ideakum below ichu klal osim ideakum." Ein kevanos of the Israel edu roshay lachal Shabbos. At shenomer the yitzarich latev kol mamonu kidei sheyasa rakanochri. Kibo shadinu below sasa. So normally there is a halacha that if a person is confronted with a situation where he might have to violate the losasa, right? So he's mechuyev to give all his money to avoid that situation, right? To do a mitzvah is another halacha. Mevazbeis al yivaz is yosu b'chomish. To a mitzvah esse, you have to spend a fifth of your assets. But if a losase, in other words, I'm in a situation where there's only treif restaurants in the neighborhood, and I could spend money and get a, you know, get some mode of transportation to get me out of here, and then I won't have to. So then the halacha is you have to spend all your money to get out of this situation and not to have to rely on eating treif. So do we say the same thing over here? Here's a question of Chil Shabbos. Would we have to spend all his money to try to hire the guy? So he says he doesn't think the Ramah's Shita is that you have to get the guy. But what's the lashon of the Ramah? Whereas according to the Machabi, you shouldn't do it with the guy. But the Aruch HaShulchan said the Ramah learned shot that you're not mechuyev to do it yourself. You can get a guy, but he's saying that. But the question is, are you mechuyev? So he's saying even though the Ramah's lashon might be implying that you are mechuyev, he doesn't think he means that. See, the pshat is the mechaber shita is that you're not allowed to get a guy because maybe shemi yisatzel. That you could get a guy. But he says he doesn't think that it means that a Yisrael is not allowed to. So if he wants to, certainly if he wants to avoid payment, then he's allowed to. He's saying, even the Ramah never meant that you're mechuyev to have a goy. That's also a big chiddush. Because you might think maybe the Ramah is saying that dafka you should get a goy. So he's saying, no, you're allowed to get a goy. If you want. But if you don't want, so it might be dependent upon if he's going to charge you, then maybe you don't want it, then you could do it yourself, even according to the Ramah. So that's his chiddush here. That even the Ramah, who's permitting a guy, is first of all, so originally we thought you have to do a guy. So then the question is, do you have to do it even if you have to pay? So he's saying no. He's saying he doesn't think that you have to get a guy. And l'chora, that would mean that even if the guy is not charging, according to the Ramah, you could still do it on the Yisrael. Which is a chiddush within the sheet of the Ramah. Because I might think that that the Ramah's meaning that you're mechuyev to get the goy. Izzy, what do you say?
So what is it, why would the Ramah say that anyone wants to though get a goy if you're not chayev to do that?
Because the Mechaber is saying it's usher to have a goy. So the Ramah is saying, no, you can have a guy do it.
If you want to be extra from them.
But even though his lashon is, osin al the first page. Efshar asos al yakum lo yisr osin al deyakum. So that's the question. What does the Ramah mean? Does the Ramah mean osin al deyakum that you mechuyev to do al deyakum? So he thinks that it doesn't mean you mechuyev. He thinks it just means that you're allowed to do it al yideyachum. And then he has a continuation on this. Let's look on Simon Dalad now. Masha Hisi Galai al Masha Kasafti, the bottom of page 8. In other words, he's saying that maybe you can't learn out from Beis Mitzvah. So he says, "Hey, name is the Ramos over the survived of the Chuya, but we come welcome in Hechel alone with came to be Nechav Shavu the Chuya, because came." Etc. Because of the Tuma Gufa Shahutra on page 9, Nikar Shanichlas, the Tuma Lal, Kamakam Ayun, Prayim Yeshua, etc. Kamakam Havihud, Lachet Shabri Kasafdi, the Had Simon Shinai Dal, the main Motsi Shikbru, Rakmuskai, Edu Bukhu, this court. The Tami, in Yirza Eina Raya, the Gamma Pucha Nefesh who came. The Shlomo Tumas Meis Mitzvah Havi Hutra, who Pucha Nefesh Havi Dechuya. Vod Nira the Gamma Aram Shulchan Aruch, the Mikol Mokom Havi Hutra, the Mesim Shinai Gil Kosov, Kol Eilu Shem Tami Lehem Afilu Shalom Lutzorach, Yishom Adach Lutzorach. So that's different opinions. What's the story? Then he says, "Onir adiash chayv dehu pichuach nefesh, toch a Shabbos who mikrov chay behem. We would pay hey as yishavi have yhasim have amir the diadiv chay behem etc." Shem davi kedem b'lav etc. But he says, "U'mashakosav od kvod taroso l'di pashut." Because the other person says if he wants, if you can have a goy, even though the goy is going to ask you for money, that says you have to give you money. If you know that he'll be equally efficient, because he's not going to procrastinate. He means suffering in the paragraph Uma. Suffer klal she yisha anochi yosem Yisrael v'imhitiru liYisrael ha'ichal Shabbos m'shub kesef chayv mitzvah dumi de Shabbos. Kumo kolos adeinu roshe lasos ide achum, etc. Hatam shem yomu roo mikoshi yitiru. Kevada is for a note to lomba davla ramoa de sover if efshal de nochri below ichor klal. Osim al day eno Yehudi, hayu Yosef nochal lasos al yadav. Ava ein kavanas haramad ein roshay lasos al yidei Yisrael. So he says this thing that he says it might be preferred. It was if the, it was again what's shot in the Ramah. He says it's preferred. Yosef nochal lasos al day. Ava ein kavanas haramad de ein roshay lasos al yidei Yisrael. Lamalon lafushi machlokas, because if you're going to say that, then the Mechaber and Ramah are arguing from one extreme to the other extreme, because the Mechaber is saying you're not allowed to use a goy, and now the Ramah is saying dafka you should use a goy. It's the opposites. So he says he thinks that the Ramah doesn't mean you have to use a goy; it's preferred, as opposed to the Ramah saying that it's also to use a goy, which would be the diametrical opposite of what the Mechaber is saying. He says, because we try to not to be marbe machlokas in ben akotza la kotza. We'd rather not have extreme, you know, he's saying the mamish 360 degrees the opposite. The lama lafushi machlokas modina dim machu osa ba'atzma hu b'shvil shachoshish al ha'pruta mashi tzarch l'tel ha'dochri shaze b'vadei isruhu while the name of the Yisrael yichal Shabbos mishum kesef אם לא ישמע לנו נמי שחייב מיסה, זה לא ניתן לאומר, לא משום כסף ומחל שבס, רק משום מיצס פיקוח נפש. על כל יצור להצל נפש, ולא דמי לך דם עלי לא מסך, זה חותם, דם לא מסך, לא נשתן את שבס לתחוץ אצלו, שאין כן הוכת איקה מיצס פיקוח נפש, שרם עלי, אף דה אפשר בנוכרי, כמו כמוצי למי מענה מסדרה נעצפי, ועוד אם נפסוק דה ישראל אין ראשר לעשוס, ומחוי ושלם בנוכרי, המזום מלאסס בוועדה יובו הדובר לידי איכור. יובו הנה קיין דהנוכרי הוא מזום מן יובו לידי איכור בפעם אחרינה. So he's saying that you're not מחויב to... Because if you want to get the goy, you can, but you're not מחויב to get the goy. It might be preferable. Might be preferable. So that's the chiddush of this sefer, that it's preferable to have a goy do it if he's there. But and Rav Harfinis quotes this. I'll show you. Yeah, take a look at page 19 in the Mishnah Shabbos. He says, "V'shut divrei chai in Voltsheim." Voltsheim is the place where he's from. Mernick was his name. Because of Davar Amolo Kosov Shaosu La Sosol Ide Yisrael, El Shayosin Nochon La Sosol Ide Nochri. Whereas he's saying it's not that the Mechaber is saying you can't use a goy, and the Mechaber is saying Davki you should use a goy when the goy is right there. No, he says if you want, you could use the goy. But if you want to use Yisrael, it's just Biyodo. Falpi Ze Kosov Shaaf La Ramo, Einu Tzarech Lahotzi Momon, Ide La Sosol Ide Akum. And he says, and Ramo, is, in other words, if there would be a real chiyuv, then he would have to even pay. there would be a real chiyuv for him to avoid the chil Shabbos. So he's not mechuyev to pay. He's not mechuyev to pay.
Rabbi, is this in the Nishma Shabbos or?
Yeah, that's on page 19 in the Nishma Shabbos. You see? The paragraph that begins with Shud Divrei Chaim. He's quoting that sefer that we just saw. He says there is the person who he was. I didn't put it in this packet. Who, you know, because it was a longer tshuva, so I didn't write who. You know, you can look it up to see who he was addressing the tshuva to. Who was suggesting that maybe he's mechuyev? Because if it's a real chiyuv, so then just like you have to give your money not to eat treif. Right, you have to give all your money that you shouldn't eat treif. So you have to give all your money so you shouldn't be mechal Shabbos. So if you mechuyev to do so, to get the guy, so then you mechuyev to give up all your money to hire the guy that you shouldn't have to be mechal Shabbos yourself. Rav Avram, that's Rav Avram, the Divrei Chaim here. So that's the chiddush of the Divrei Chaim. And if we'll take a look now in the Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda of Avram Yehuda Leib Tuumin from Brod. So let's see what he says on page 11. Is omim de efshel asos al de akum b'lo icha klal osim. Taz doesn't like that, right? Because he's a big fan of the mechaber. Talpiza, because of Ilyin Yishuv and Madam, right? The Taz explains why is it broken up into two separate statements: akum v'noshim and. The trei bavos. The haynu mishum de bchiyu isa sheish isul asos of deakum. Shum chashash takola laosid. Lachakach omer mitzul asos. Al yidei golem Yisrael. The yevshul asos of dei noshim kusim. Haynu af shehem lefaneinu. Haym shomer Shabbos. Haym michshu afil hochi yasu davke gedol Yisrael. Haym horos halach lemais l'ramim. Haym emes tchilas dvar beferushu dei nosim dvar meilu of deakum. Haym kedivrei haran. Barosh. Gisus harif. With that, the Hech Mefarish possess a human debrisa, so it's starfen with Das Acheres, he can also obtain Tzorch Mishal, Fi Hol Yesh Lochos, Latam Sheyom, etc. And then he quotes you all the other ideas. So as he's saying, what's proud in the Ramah? He says that if you're, in other words, the Taz is asking, how could the Ramah say this? Because we're afraid that if you're going to get a guy now, then you're going to, people are going to think you need to get a guy, and then in the future time, he's going to waste time trying to look for a guy. But he's saying, no, that's only if you're looking for him. But if he's right here, and you're not even searching him out, then maybe that won't bring a takala. But I can understand the Taz, because the way people will remember is that a guy did it. And then they'll think you need a guy. So I can totally sympathize with the Taz's chashash that Atamach Shilin lost his level. So, So that's the chiddush we've seen that the Divrei Chaim has that Rama was never mechayev you. If you want to see the halacha, take a look on page 4 and then page 5 in Hilchas Lulav. He says, "In kana esrog shiroi latzeis bo b'tzimtzum." Say, in other words, you got the worst esrog, you got the smallest esrog, the bare bones esrog. Go to kibetzim tzusemis. V'chachach matza. But then he got a nice esrog. So he has to pay a third more of what he paid for the original to get the nicer one. Okay. If you don't have a mitzvah, say I don't have matzah. I don't have an esrog. So you don't have to give all your money up. So you don't have to give your last penny to make sure you get an esrog or a matzah. That's the Gemara. Mvazmas al yivazeh yosem yichomish. Few mitzvah veris. Ve'akba mitzvah sase. So you have to give chomish. Avalo sase yitain kol mamono kodim sheyavra. So that's the quoting for the Rashba, the Ravid. But for a mitzvah lo sase, you have to give all your money up. So you shouldn't violate a mitzvah slosas. So that was the question that the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch for a mate's mitzvah. That was for Kohen to be mitamei zalav. So then maybe he should have to give up all his money so he won't be a mate's mitzvah. So he says, no, you're not mechuyev. He says, you're not mechuyev to do that. So maybe the same idea, you're not mechuyev to give the money to the guy. That was the Shoyal's question, and he says no, that you don't have to give the money because it's hutra. Pikuach nefesh maybe is nechuya, but he says that lemaisa according to Ramah, if he's there, so you get a guy, not to look for a guy, but get it. If he's right there, you get him, and if you have to pay, you can pay him, but you don't have if you don't have to get him, you don't have to pay him. And that's the pshat of the Divrei Chaim. So it's not like the regular case that you have to give all your money, so you shouldn't do an aveira. Because here it's hutra, dechuya, whichever one it is. But that doesn't mean that you have to give all your money. But if it's mamisha, but you're stuck on a desert island. And there's only tray food there, but you can give all your money and get a flight out tonight. And it'll cost you all your money, but you'll get out, and then once you get out, you'll be able to have kosher food, and you have to give your last penny to avoid not doing a mitzvah slosase. But if you don't have money for an esrog, or you don't have money for a lulav, then you just have to give a fifth of your assets, not the whole thing. And that was the... So that's the chiddush here of the Divrei Chaim B'das HaRamah. So the next thing Bez Hashem will have to pick up next week is the tshuva of the Halachas Ketanos. So in our shir last year we did several Halachas Ketanos, right? About drinking in Yom Kippur, water, right? We discussed the Halachas Ketanos. So Bez Hashem on Monday, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll continue with the Halachas Ketanos. Okay, everybody. So let me wish. We're going to start Chumash here in a couple of minutes. Let me wish everyone a good Shabbos with Ezra Hagler, Yehuda Shitris, Ranan Koren, Jacob Silberger, Ilan Sasson, Joseph Katan, who's Moto E, Rav Aryeh Berman, Rav Nathan Bauer, Rav Ezra Hess, Rav Aaron Levitt, Rav Usher Schoenbrook, Rav Usher Amos Alter, Rav Izzy Muller, Rav Lazy Zwickler, Ali Fink, Avram Levitt, Moto E, I don't know who that is. Okay. Okay, so we'll start in a couple of minutes Chumash, and wish everyone a good Shabbos now, and Bez Hashem, on Monday we'll continue with this packet on page 13 of the Halachas Ketanis.